Hey, it's Paul Fabulous and Freedom the Wonder Dog. Freedom's looking out the window. He's sitting on the coffee table by the window, watching the rain come down outside the window and over the lake. We're still up at the lake here north of Toronto. We're looking at actually moving back to the city for more community and adventures in community with more people. We're wanting to get to be with more people now. So that's what we're looking at. What are you looking at creating? How's your search for your wonderful relationship going? Have you slowed down like we talked about last time and just following your intuition and sitting with the feelings that come up when you think about what you want to create, who you want to create, the feelings in your relationship you want to create? Have you had a chance to slow down and just be with those feelings and play with the wording until the feelings shift? Because when you do that, you're repatterning your whole nervous system and you're becoming congruent. I can't create and attract what I want if I'm not congruent. I can say I want it in my mind and take lots of actions all day, but if I'm having a body reaction to it, it's going to block it. The body reaction, the tightness or the anxiety or some tightness in my body that comes up when I sit quietly and think about what I'm creating, that's an indicator that there's an unconscious resistance. So there's no way that I can be flooding the dating sites and just asking people, you know, inviting people or trying to connect all day long. I can do that for years and nothing is going to happen or nothing that's going to be meaningful and lasting until I'm congruent. So, we talked about it yesterday, but I really want you to play with this idea of congruence. Is your body and is your emotions? Hey, buddy, don't eat the plant. This plant was given by a wonderful client. I know it looks yummy. Don't eat it though. Beautiful green plant. I think it's an Easter lily. White flowers, and so you need to be congruent. So, how do you feel about the process? Yeah, I feel good. That's not congruence. Congruence is slowing down. Yeah. When I think of Mr. Wonderful or Ms. Wonderful coming into my world and thinking of us sharing and creating and maybe one day sitting on a rocking chair and looking back over the decades together. Do I feel at peace with that? Do I feel easy with that? When I think of us doing stuff, going for road trips or some of the things we love to do, am I congruent? Is my body relaxed? Do I feel really at ease? Comfortable? Just like with an old friend. That's a sign of congruence. So when you have that, that's awesome. And then you use the breathing exercise that we talk about. You know, that's step part one. It's not really about breathing. There's breath involved, but it's really about the energetic opening of the heart fully. Opening the heart, opening my heart fully. And we use our love place for that. Right, buddy? I think of Pups when he was a little furball, a few weeks old. And that immediately takes me to a feeling of love. And now my heart's opening. Now my heart's opening. Okay, it's instantly open. And then I do my creation. I'm creating the wonderful, wonderful lady in my life. And it feels like love in every way. And I take a little deep, deep breath, smile, and say it again. And the powerful creator of me who's creating this wonderful, wonderful lady in my life now. I learned this from Dee Wallace, this part of the method. And I breathe in deep. I smile. I'm the powerful creator of me who is creating this wonderful, wonderful lady in my life now. And it feels like love in every way. And since I went to my love place, I thought of freedom before I did this exercise, I'm in love. There's the congruence. And that love, that congruence, energizes, polarizes, connects with the universal energy. It is the universal energy when I'm loving. So now the universal energies are directing life to create what I want. Because I'm congruent and I'm creating from the heart. Fun stuff. Fun stuff. So, love to hear about your stories about congruence and any questions, or let me know how it's going. paul@paulfabulous.com. Lots of love to you from Freedom. Any message? He's chewing on something happily. Lots of love from Freedom and from me. Bye. Bye for now. See you tomorrow.